Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So
drop my fucking intro if you guys make me start a thing like that.
Zoe is the theme. Let's I propose a toast to Zoe then, you know?
Thank
let's
you.
let's propose a toast to Zoe.
To Zoe.
Oh God, Zoe.
That sounds like a white man.
Always, always, always. Zoe.
Like Zoe, mama, I go
relentless.
What up, Zoe?
Relentless.
What up, Zoe?
Relentless.
Shut the fuck up, Clyde.
Except Trey.
I got you.
That was really good.
I got you.
That was really fucking good. You should have started there, asshole.
We need to start adding stuff. We need to bring in like custom drops from like people that we find. You know what's funny? There was one point in time, I can't remember what it was. I needed like a voicemail recording of a girl for like the beginning of a skit or a song, and like hella people on Instagram sent it to me, and I should find one. There was like some Jamaican lady that was going crazy. Hold on, let me see if I still have it. Go ahead.
Don't tell me to go ahead. Anyways, guys, welcome to episode 9.
Yeah.
9 of the Relentless Diaries. Yeah. Since we're doing introductions now, I'm your main host, Zoe, Big Zoe. Zoe Dollars on TikTok now.
Okay.
I'm here with these two assholes. Last week they were kings. This week they're assholes.
Yeah, protect black men last week. Because
I'm tired of them.
This is crazy.
Clyde and Jasor. Jasor's looking for fucking porn.
I found
it.
I found there's three. Should I play all three?
Yeah,
no.
Before we go, what's goody in the hoodie like A Boogie? I'm back and I'm better like Bryson Tiller. It's your boy Jasor, a.k.a. Poppy Trey, a.k.a. the Toronto Tiller, a.k.a. the president of the Faithful Black Man Association. Don't chase me, chase your dreams. You feel me?
Of course, and it's Mr. Flying Jiggy. You know what it is, Clyde Smitty, the podcaster, rapper, actor, make the money come faster. You know what it is.
Relentless.
Zoe.
You say rapper and actor?
Yeah, it started that way.
Is that still in your bio?
Still in your bio?
No, it's not in the bio. No, it definitely isn't.
You see, yeah. Started that way?
No, it's like you have a skill. You know, if you became, you know, an electrician, you don't just unbecome an electrician after, you know?
I feel you.
You always have the skill.
Okay, got
all
it.
Right, so should I
play,
should
your
I play
fucking
them?
Thing, whatever
there's
you
three,
want.
There's three, okay?
Explain people what this is, first of all.
These
be
are,
very clear.
This is a
like,
weird way to intro.
You know how people have introductions, voicemail introductions of like a girl... I asked people on Instagram to send me some because I wanted to put it in. I can't remember if it was a song or a video. And these are a couple that I still have. Ready?
Go.
Where is it?
Nigga.
There we go.
Yo, Trezor, you know, say a long time may I watch you. A long time I want you. But don't worry about my baby father. I'm not
relentless.
One day, you're going to be mine.
And then... Hold on, I think.
Hey, I'm trying to reach you, but I guess you're busy. It says leave your name and your number, but you know my name and you definitely got my number. So give me a call.
Yeah, my London babes and that. Shout out whoever you are, you get me?
The fact Jamaican that women took the time out of their day to actually do that and send it to you is insane to me.
I appreciate it. I appreciate all the love that you guys give me.
Do you?
I do.
Do you actually get love? It's okay. We don't need to talk about it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I do.
It has been a busy last 2 weeks. We have a lot to talk about on the hot topic list. First things first, we can get into because I feel like it's very hot. Is to my two favorite rappers are might be going to jail.
Me and Clyde?
Fuck off.
We might just get here with Dorico.
No, literally. And honestly, so what? The news broke yesterday that Young Thug and Gunna were part of what? 2 out of 28 YSL, I guess, considered, are they gang members? I guess.
That's what they're labeling it as.
The police are, Fulton County police is.
Yeah, 2 out of 28. Gang members who were indicted on a RICO, right? And someone on Twitter actually did a really good thread about like what a RICO is. And they're fucked.
It was invented to like get these kinds of people.
Yeah. For a gang. So basically, for you guys that don't know, in the most simplest way possible, a RICO charge is basically to take down a gang. So if the Relentless Diaries was a gang, RD, I was throwing up gang signs. So if Relentless Diaries was a gang, I stole a car, Clyde robbed a bank with the car that I stole, and then we used that money to bail Zoe out of jail, and she came out of jail and murdered someone. Because all of the stuff that we did benefits the gang, we can all get charged with all of those crimes, even though me and him didn't murder anyone, and she didn't steal the car, but because it's in the interest of the gang, we're getting slapped with all of those charges.
That's a good explanation.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. And I mean, okay, I really like, if you know me, you know how much I love Young Thug. If I said, if there's any rapper that I actually want to share a room with, it's probably Young Thug's on the top of my list.
Really?
Share a room in what? What do you mean by that?
Like, just be in the same room as them, like, see them in person, like, talk to them. Okay. I would definitely love to, like, have a conversation with Young Thug. I love him as a rapper.
Gunna is my dog.
I also fuck with Gunna heavy. I'm a little bit more of a Baby fan over Gunna. Maybe, actually, no, it's interchangeable. It's interchangeable.
They serve different purposes.
They are very different purposes. But I will say is, I don't know how, like, what is the, like, the light? Is there even, like, a light at the end of the tunnel for this? Or do you think, like, this is, like, it for, like, Young Thug?
People have beat, rappers have beaten RICO charges before. Well, not beat.
There's 56 indictments, though.
Yeah, like, the thing about, like, a RICO, what you're saying, when you get charged for it and it actually goes through, that means they have everything they need.
Yeah.
And some whatever informer has been giving them that information has been giving it to them for a long time.
So it has to be a snitch. Like, but there's like, no way.
No, they
like,
said they have an informant.
Oh, okay. Because, like, there's no way they have all this information and it's not coming from somebody's fucking mouth.
Because 6ix9ine got hit with a RICO and did a year. You know?
It depends.
But he snitched. Yeah. So, like,
It also depends who they're aiming for in the RICO. So, like, they'll just pick up everybody, even if you don't really have nothing, they'll pick up everyone and then try to shake you down.
Yeah, well, Gunna's charged was for, like, basically, like, being in a video.
But they're using his lyrics, though, against him.
So that's the thing. So I don't really think Gunna, even if Gunna ends up having to do time, it wouldn't be long. I don't know what, like, they have on Thug and whatever. I guess we'll see when more information comes out, but... Yikes.
To me, it's like, oh my
loud
God,
ass train.
I know. I said, there's a train or like a.
close the window, bro.
Oh, but it's so hot in here. Oh,
close the window, bro.
It's really hot, though.
I'm sorry, guys. The room that we record in is mad hot, but we're going to have to deal with it because,
like,
that's crazy.
It's been a problem every studio, eh?
Yeah, it's okay.
Being hot as
well. What I'm saying again? My thing is, like, we've seen it happen time and time again where, like, rappers obviously hit a certain pinnacle in their career and they get rich and famous. But, like, to me, it's like I don't understand why it's difficult for, like, rappers to keep their hands clean or, like, to stay out of gang shit once they've become a successful musical artist. Like, what is the... like the entice to like keep your hands in the streets.
Well, they came from there a lot of the time.
I get that.
Thug was about that. Like he was really doing that. Like it wasn't just 100%. You know?
And a lot of the indictments go back to like 2014, which is what, 8 years ago? Right? I'm bad at math. 8 years ago?
I don't know.
No, it's 8 years.
2015 is 7 years ago, Zoe.
Okay, 2014 is 8.
Oh, I thought you said 2015.
Okay, yeah, so whatever.
You're right.
A lot of the indictments go back to like 2014. So... I mean, I just don't understand. I understand, like, they come from, I don't know much about gang life. I'll be very straightforward. I don't really know much about it, like, from a personal standpoint. But it's, like, to me, it's, like, if you hit a certain pinnacle, like, why do you have to keep your hands in the streets?
You shouldn't be.
Like, exactly. And there was an interview that, I don't know which what show it was or what podcast or what radio show, but it was an interview with Young Thug and
it was Gillian Wallow. Yeah.
And he basically was saying like, why do you guys continue to do this stuff? Like, when you become a musical artist, this shit should be dead. This street shit should be dead.
It's crazy, too, because the dude that was saying that on the podcast, Wallow, did, like, 20
years.
He did
20 years, yeah. And he said that he did 5 years in juvenile detention or prison or whatever, and then he did 20 years, like, as an adult, which I think is fucking nuts. So that turns out that he did more time in jail than he has, like, lived his life freely, which I also think is very fucked. But with that being said, it's like, I don't get, like, the desire to still be involved in street shit or illegal shit when you literally have such a, I'm not saying easy way to make money, but I mean, music is a very good way to make money and you're making a very large income. So,
and when that's all you know, like, it's easy to be like, just stay out of the streets. But it's, mm-hmm. if that was your way of coming up, like, remember, like, Thugger also did this interview. I remember, like, I really believe a lot of the things that he says in his music. He told Baby that he would just he paid him to be in the studio, you know, to get him off the streets. Like, they really came from that. So, like, I think when it's all you know and it was how you come up and how you got yourself out of, like, a situation, it's really difficult to stay away from it.
Did you guys... go ahead.
I'm not cut from that, like, life or anything, but, like, yeah, I think it's hard to expect them to just throw it away when it's all they know.
You hear how she tried to...
Yeah, Zoe's a fucking hater. It's fine.
Word. She says she's our biggest supporters and we're her favorite men. But over the course of the last couple weeks, I'm starting to think a little bit differently.
You're only mad because I didn't let you come to Jamaica, which we'll get into later. But regardless.
Guys, wait. When you hear that story, just know that you guys are going to be on my side. But
before
anyways.
We get into that, what I will say is, did you guys watch The Wire?
I didn't.
No? Okay, whatever. But,
not the whole thing.
Spoiler alert. The show's like damn near 20 years old. So if you haven't watched it, don't listen. But there's a character in The Wire named Marlo. And he's like, basically becomes like the head of like the streets, like in Baltimore. And there's a point where he's trying to like get clean. So like he's using like his street money to like, you know, build legit businesses and whatever, whatever. It gets to a point where like he's like on the cusp of like becoming like a real businessman. And then just like goes back to the streets. Like he goes to like an actual business meeting. He's in like this like convention center with all these like rich people and whatever, whatever. And the next scene, he just like goes back to the streets and like beats up a guy on the corner and just like stands on the corner. Cause that's literally all he knows. Right. But to me, it's like, I don't know. There has to be give and take with it somewhere. Like, cause now look at it. Like, Thug can be facing a lot of fucking time for this shit.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like, you make your own choices. So if that's what you choose to do, then you have to live with the repercussions of that. But everyone knows better. It's if you choose to not do it and still stay in the streets, then that's your choice. Like, yeah. You're a grown person. You choose to do what you do. So you have to live with that.
And there's like attempted murder on that bitch.
Cause
there's
certain people, cause there's street dudes that stop. So it's not impossible to stop. Because there are artists that stop.
Do you think it's like the difficulty of like actually like getting out the game? Do you think it was like hard for them?
No.
Or do you think it's like they were trying to like, they had money, so they were giving their friends money and their friends were using it to fuel the game?
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you have money from making music like that, it's easy to just fall into that and keep that cycle going. You
Especially
know?
Right. If it's your good friends, your friends are like, bro, like, just give me like 10K. Like, I'll flip it into this. Like, you know me. You know that we could just blah, 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 blah. Then you might be like, you know what? I don't want to do it, but okay, here. Like, you guys could do that. There's hella money laundering and stuff going on in the rap business with where the fronts are businesses and labels and stuff. That happens, so.
Jay-Z's always rapped about how they've been trying to get him for a Rico, you know? Like, that was, like, a big thing he'd always rap about early on in his career. He'd always rap about, like, you know. And, like, I think that's a real thing, the hip-hop police.
It is.
You know, police officers that target hip-hop artists, and they go to these festivals and wait for them to show up, you know, and like it's almost like a word of mouth they're doing through their music, you know.
And also with the social media age, that's why so many older people talk about it. These people make it mad easy for them to get charges because you're on the internet with your guns and you're admitting to crimes that you're doing, and the guns that you're using in the videos are crimes that were linked to this shooting and that shooting, and like, you're making it even easier for them, so.
Well, they asked I don't even know what her title was. She was, like, the woman speaking at the conference. Is she, like, head of police or DA?
Was she the DA?
Something like that.
Something like that.
What are you referring to?
The interview that they, or, like, the conference that they did when they were asking her questions about the Rico case.
I'm not sure who she was, but I knew.
Yeah, but they were asking her. I think maybe she was the DA. I don't know if she was the DA or head of some type of, like, criminal. Whatever. Point is, she was the government. And they were asking her, like, you know, like, how much did social media play in getting these charges to these gang members. Said social media is like a tool that they use on a regular basis to charge guys. So I don't know if you guys remember when there was a man who they charged him for robbery because he had the same shoes on in a TikTok than he had when he committed the robbery. Like, that's crazy. Like, that you, like, the age that we live in, like, you can be recognized by your shoes and be charged with a robbery. I mean, that you committed, but still.
I mean, it's how Pop Smoke died, you know, posting stuff on social media and they find where you are. Like,
people snitch on themselves all the time. That's even, it's kind of a part of the, like, young drillers culture to do that, especially in places like London and New York and stuff, where people will literally go on Instagram Live and then go on the live with one of their ops, arguing back and forth about who did what and which friend is dead and who did what to who. And it's online. And people are posting it on YouTube and posting everything. And I never understood that. You're asking to get charged.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope that he can beat the case or the charge or whatever. But, I mean, I don't know if I'm completely optimistic on how that's going to look in, like, the next couple months. Because we'll those see. Charges look OD. I don't really know. I don't know when it comes to RICO. And also, I'm, like, I feel like out of 28 people, how many people do you think are actually going to snitch? Because you can snitch to get time off for yourself.
Someone's going to snitch.
So how many people do you think are solid out of those 28 people that are actually going to hold it down?
Who knows? I have no idea.
Would you snitch?
It depends. What's my role? What's my role and what did I do? Like, because people would, all right, this is what I'm saying. We need to keep it 100, bro. Because I seen this in a TikTok too, where it was a podcast and a guy was like, yo, if I did a murder and they came and arrested you and tried to charge you for the murder, you had nothing to do with it at all, would you snitch? And the guy's like, nah, I'm not snitching. So he's like, so you're going to go to jail, do the 20 years? He's like, yo, I swear I'm going to do it. He's like, so the no snitching code is worth you leaving your family. You're the one that provides for your family. Your whole family is messed up now because you want to honor the street code of no snitching. Because so you're going to go do 20 years for me, for someone who doesn't care about you, and leave behind everyone who cares about you and everyone that depends on you because you don't want to be a snitch. How does that make sense?
Listen.
It doesn't. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
You do the time. We take care of your family. We put them in a nice house. We take care of your children. But
that's the thing. How many people are really going to do that? That doesn't happen. Mans go to jail and people forget about them, bro. You think people are out on the outside still repping for you? They're not. Even people that are very, very famous. When was the last time you heard someone say, yo, free Pooh Shiesty? People forgot about him. And he's been in jail for how long? And people love Pooh Shiesty. So if that happens to a Pooh Shiesty, what do you think is going to happen to you? You're just some random man in some random gang from some random town. And you think man's going to take care of your family? People are out here trying to haul at your baby moms, trying to sleep with your older sisters. And you think man's are, come on, bro. Like, are we going to keep it real? Like, these are things that happen on a daily basis. People are out living and some of your homies are trying to haul at your girlfriends and your exes and you're here. Now imagine if you're in jail and people kind of forget about you. Your girl kind of forgets about you. Come on, bro. Like, let's be realistic. And you're going to do all that because you don't want to snitch?
You've thought about this.
Yeah, because this is a topic.
You've
bro.
Thought about this, this in depth.
I'm snitching.
So I'm saying, long story short,
I'm snitching. But I'm a civilian. I'm not a gang member. I can understand if you're a gang member and that's how you live and, like, this code is ingrained in you and that's a part of your life. But technically, like, you can't snitch as a civilian because you're not involved.
Because I know guys who have, like, gotten hit with, like, a charge. And, you know, they're like, oh, well, you got to do extra time if you're not going to snitch. And they didn't snitch and they did extra time.
But were they involved? If you're involved.
Yeah, they were definitely involved.
That makes sense. If I'm involved in something, I'm not going to bring someone down, too. Like, if we all do a robbery and I'm the only one that gets caught. And they're like, yo, if you give up them, you'll do less time. I'm not going to snitch then because I was involved. But if I'm not involved.
Really? If the difference is 15 years opposed to like 9 months, like you give up everybody else. They'll put you in for 10 to 8 years.
Ugh.
You just say a little. You
what
know?
Am I doing in my life, though?
Do I okay, have a Trezor,
do I have a productive
on.
Life?
Trezor.
Like, am I an active member of society?
Come on.
Or am I just like a man that just smokes and plays 2K all day? Like, realistically, if you have nothing going on in your life, you could sit down. But if you have things going, then I can see why you would reconsider it.
Oh, my God. God.
Think about, though, like what you just said, that mentality of like, all right, if I get caught, I'm going to do 20 years for my niggas, you know? That's that mentality. Like, if you really believe that, like, I think it makes sense that once they get caught, like, it's hard to unlearn that and unpack that mentality.
The
streets,
and even, like, hood dudes have said it.
I don't think they know better. Like
the
you
streets
said,
don't make sense. And they call it selective politicking, where there's certain things that people will deem okay, but certain things that people won't deem okay. Like, snitching is wrong, but murdering an innocent civilian is okay. Like, people could look past that. How is that okay? Things like that.
We've seen some
scamming. Scamming's okay. You could scam some old lady out of all of her money, and that's fine. But if I snitch, then that's wrong. Like, how does that make any sense?
The moral compass is all over the place. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
In my head, I always think that I could hold it down for a guy in jail.
No. No, you couldn't.
It depends on how long.
Yeah, like
if
a
it's
year,
like a
maybe.
Year or two, ten maybe plus? 10 plus. I'm like, baby,
10 plus. No, your girl is cheating on you.
Could you be
not
like,
cheating? It's done.
Could you be a Gucci's?
I'm like, not gonna be
girl?
Rude.
Like he gave his girl $2 million before he went away for like 5 years or something. Came out and she like flipped it.
I think.
Are you that type of a rider?
You can do 5 years. 5 years is manageable.
I could do five years,
especially if your bank account's full.
Yeah. Of course you can.
Yeah, but it's.
But who knows if she really. You know?
Because my mom's obsessed with, like, this show called Fear Thy Neighbor. It's this weird-ass show on, like,
That sounds exactly like a show that Jamaican ladies would watch. Fear Thy Neighbor?
Either way, it's about, like, these, like, real true, like, cases where, like, neighbors murder neighbors because they get into, like, beef or whatever. And there was this one episode. I don't know why I just started watching. There's one episode where, like, this lady, it was a black lady, and was had beef with one of her neighbors for, like, months. And then the neighbor was going to move out, but, like, they got into a fight. And then the husband, like, shot and killed the other neighbor and shot the daughter, but the daughter survived. And she, like, held it down. The man got, like, 81 years, and she, like, married him.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's a thing, too. Like,
so she's cheating, then.
Charles Manson got married in prison.
I'm not doing that, yo. You get 80 years, baby. Listen, I didn't tell you to shoot nobody. Why'd you do that? Why did you do that? And I love you, but 80 years? You are not seeing light.
It's over.
No, and especially if you got kids, like I'm not doing that.
There was a
marry you in jail. Why does everyone want to be a writer so bad? Like to that extent, you know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, what can you show for? Okay, my man's in jail for 80 years. I'm a writer. So
she loyal.
What does that have to do with anything? Like what do you have to show for that other than you just verbally saying you're a writer and your man's in jail for 80 years?
People are insane. That's it.
Like from a human perspective, how is that benefiting you in any way? Just be able to claim that you are a ride or die.
Nothing. There's nothing better.
Yeah. Why do we glorify that? There's really no reward in
because
that.
Because the streets don't make sense. That rule only applies in the streets, bro. There's no other part of culture or no other part of life where we take these ideologies and we still hold on to them. If you get fired from a job, are you going to continue to show up to the job every day? Just because you're loyal to the job?
That's a fucked up metaphor.
How?
Because that's fucked.
How?
How are you clocking in and you're unemployed?
Exactly. If the business goes under, are you still going to show up to work at 8 a.m. every day just because you were loyal to the business that once was? No, you're going to find a new job. That simple.
Period.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm not. I'm definitely not showing up.
Exactly.
But, like, what you, I think it was interesting what you said about, like, the way that we view, like, oh, if you snitch, like, that's way worse than if you scam
kill
an old
a
lady
child.
Or kill somebody. And I just think it was interesting the past week, the reactions to death, you know, and the way that people were treating death of a popular YouTuber.
Yeah.
And the people were rejoicing. Celebrating. It's very interesting.
Okay, what I will say is, as someone who has experienced death very close, unless you like murder kids or like trigger word, unless you like really like hurt kids or like you're like a serial killer or like you were like, you know, you just did like we're really like did like some very like harmful permanent shit to other people. I don't think I rejoice death in any way, but I'll be like, okay, you know what I mean? You murdered 16 women. you might have to face the death penalty. You know what I mean? You took 16 lives. But when it comes to like, okay, Kevin Samuels said some very fucked, I'm not going to rejoice in anyone's death, period. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, to me, that's just fucked up. Like I said, like, even when you are someone who's on death row for like, trigger warning, like sexually abusing women or like, you know, murdering women and stuff like that, or like kids, like that's like, yo, at this point, like you're on death row and it is what it is. I'm not gonna be like, yes, but it's more like, yeah, you gotta die, nigga. Like you were killing people. But like when it comes to stuff like someone saying shit that I don't agree with, it's like, okay, he passed, that's super fucked up, RIP, simple as that. I don't have to like rejoice or like be like, oh yes, like these niggas now gonna, like, for what? Like, I just, at the end of the day, somebody died. You know what I mean?
Should there be sensitivity afforded to that?
Yes.
There should be sensitivity, yes.
Even if you're a piece of shit?
Yes.
Even if there's no sensitivity, like, just don't, I wouldn't vocalize it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
me too. Because you know why? It's like, and I said this before, and I said, I hate being in serious topics. I'm here for the jokes and the vibes. But I said this before on the internet recently. I'm like, yo, social media and the internet has dehumanized people so much. Like, we forget that there's actual humans on the other sides of our screens, and we forget that people actually have lives. So, okay, you didn't agree with what Kevin Samuels' ideology was or how he spoke to women or whatnot. Okay, that's fine. But to get on the internet and now you're rejoicing about a man's death or making jokes about a man's death, even if you didn't like him and you have no respect for him, have some respect for his loved ones. Because now he has a daughter. His daughter has to come online and see you guys making fun of her dad's death. Mm-hmm. He has a mom. His mom has to come online and see you guys making fun of her son's death. And that's not cool. That's not okay. Like,
yeah.
And you guys would not like that if it was someone that you loved as well. So it doesn't matter. Like, okay, I understand, like you said, if it was someone that did super crazy flaw stuff, I still stand in what I'm saying, but I can see more why people would do that. But just because you don't agree with someone's talk or because they were disrespectful to people, that granted, like, you guys are acting like he was some mass murderer or something. You guys just didn't like what he said, and that's not a valid reason to be wilding like how people are wilding on the internet.
Yeah, to me, it's like, and like I've said this multiple times before, like, I've become the person that chooses where they put their energy. So for me, it's like, I never agreed with what, I never watched any of his videos. Like, I might see them across my Twitter or whatever, but I would never watch it because I knew it would be like something I didn't agree with. So I didn't engage. But women would willingly engage. That was their choice. That was up to them. I chose not to, because I'm not going to give my energy and my audience retweets and stuff of stuff that he's saying, period. So I never used to engage with any of his stuff. But when I found out that he passed, I was like, damn, that's fucked up. You know, I mean, that's a life lost.
It's sad, yeah.
And, but I don't have to, but the thing is, like, even if you don't, like, I wouldn't say I'm desensitized towards it, but I kind of just like, oh, that's unfortunate, a life was lost. But I would never, I just didn't make a statement about it. You know, I at first I was like, yo, like, is this true? Is it not true? Because I didn't know who was, any publication tweeted it or not or made a statement. Then it turned out that it was true. And I was like, that's super unfortunate. But just don't comment if you don't have anything. If you don't have anything like condolences or you don't want to share any sensitivity, just don't say anything. And I just took that road the same way.
Yeah, you don't have, like, guys, you don't have to say something about everything. Sometimes you could just not speak. Mm-hmm. Or even if you want to say something, say it to your friend group. You don't have to put it online, bro. That's bad. And then on top of that, the girl that they were linking him with, the picture that was circulating was not the right girl. Because I remember the first time I saw the picture, I was like, wait a minute. Like, I know this girl. And the name that they say was the girl's, that wasn't her. Right. So then I went on the girl's social media and I even hit her like, yo, that's crazy. And she's like, yeah, like, I've been getting mad threats and harassment messages all day because people think I'm this girl that was with her. And she was putting it on her social. She's like, yo, this is not me. How do I get a defamation of character lawyer and woo, woo, woo. Like, it was a real thing because people just want to grab at everything. Like, someone literally randomly just took her picture and said that that was the girl. And all the blogs posted it. The whole internet posted it. She deleted her account. Like, I think she's back now. But she deleted her account. And the fact that people would just believe anything blindly is scary, bro.
It is very scary.
Yeah, it is.
And even for, like, the information for him to, like, he said he was with a woman when he passed or whatever. It's kind of like, now people are going to know who it is and what they were doing and... Was there, like, foul play or what was involved. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
I think a 911 call just got released of it. Of the situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
And like you said about like his family members having to find out, his mom found out through social media. So very unfortunate situation. But I also like, there's a lot of conversations right now. I think sort of like celebrities keep dying and stuff and we watch people react to death. And I think like there's so much talk about abortion right now. And I think it's trigger warning abortion. And sorry, I know you don't want to do serious topics. I think you're doing great on the serious topics.
He's sick. He's like, let's get to the fuck
but
shit.
There's a lot of situations where death we look at as a okay thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting, whether it's abortion, war, self-defense, capital punishment, or euthanasia. Those are situations where, like, we say death is, like, okay, you know? And I was just...
I mean, I wouldn't consider the... well, I mean, I'm pro-choice, so...
And... I don't know. Yeah, I'll leave it there, then.
Yeah.
I had one more serious thing to say, but...
Yeah. But we'll switch it up. For your sake, because you look like you're about to cry. Why don't you like serious topics?
I do, but people just because the
why you have good insight on it too. Yeah. Why is this body so
bad? Bro, no, I'm fine to talk. It's just people don't listen to understand. They listen to react. So they listen to what you're saying and they listen for a buzzword that they can flip on you and attack you back for. That's not what conversations are. Conversations are to understand people's point of views and to have a discourse about something and come to a conclusion, whether you agree to disagree or you agree on a situation.
Right.
It's not to just respond to something. And a lot of the times when you speak, sometimes you have to work through your thoughts. Right. So you may say something wrong on the way to saying what you actually meant, but people don't care about that. They just care about what you said initially, like the wrong thing that you said initially. And they hold you to that, even though that's not what you meant. So I rather just not have those conversations because people aren't really listening. Like, well, like when you want to actually listen to understand, then cool, we can have a conversation. But if you're just listening to just listen for someone to say something wrong to attack them, bro, I'm not doing that. I'd rather just say nothing.
Okay, well, speaking on that, because as podcasters, you know, sometimes we... Like, you know, you can say things, but, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Or, you know, you're not articulating the way you think that you are and it may come off wrong or whatever, right? Recently, I don't know if anyone saw, but for context, Kehlani did an interview with, I think it was called Morning Hustle or whatever that podcast is, I think it's called.
I don't know the name.
Whatever. She did an interview with them and I didn't watch the whole entire interview, but I did watch like the first like 5 minutes, right? From my, and now I don't know if they meant to be insensitive in the beginning, but you know, it's 2022, you know, we're here with people can choose their pronouns and they're very open with it. People put their pronouns in their work bios and in their work sign off emails. Like I have the option in my work to put like, you know, Zoe, she, her, whatever. Right. Obviously people can also be they, them. So what, from what I understand is Kehlani's pronouns is they, them. So literally the intro of the whole podcast was like, they is here and they, or they are here and she is here and they is she and she is Kehlani. So it's like, yo, like that was the intro to the pod. So it's kind of like, to me, it was like, yo, I don't know if you meant to be like funny, which is still kind of shitty, or you genuinely were like, yo, I don't give a fuck about their pronouns. So I'm gonna call them out of their pronouns. Like that's literally how they opened the pod. They are here and they is she and she is like, she, what?
I think they were like trying to set some sort of a tone, you know?
Right.
But I like, the thing is, if you're going to do that type of shit, you know, with like a big artist that you come in, you got to be ready for them to not fuck with that. And it go completely left.
Exactly.
Which it did,
you know? It did.
She shut down and wasn't really interacting at all with the interview. And then they said something about her scissoring with SZA.
Yeah. I mean, as podcasters, it's like, and we've had people on here that we've interviewed, you know what I mean? But it's like, yo, who are giving these people like the okay to interview? Because like, yo, clearly you guys are really, really, really bad at this. And I feel like we've had guests on the show and we usually do like a kind of like a debrief. You know, okay, this is what we kind of, and I obviously don't like to give them the full runaround because obviously I want this to be an authentic podcast and experience, but we'll be okay, like, you know, what are you okay to talk about, what are you not okay to talk about, you know what I mean, stuff like that. We've had people on here like, okay, what are your pronouns, how do you want us to, you know, address you on the podcast? So it's like, I just don't understand, like, do these big publications have like these debriefs beforehand so they're not completely making an ass out of themselves, and then their guest completely treats them like shit on their show, then they want to go turn around and cuss next episode, you know what I mean?
I think they are. They just know that they're going to go viral if they, like, you know, say the right shit, you know, and piss the right people off, you know?
But as,
that's what happened.
Right. But from an artist's perspective, like, is Kehlani, like, are her actions warranted completely with the way she treated the whole episode? Like, she was just basically, like, completely disengaged. She was giving, like, one-worded answers. She had her arms crossed the entire time. Like, she just was not having it. Do you think that she should have, like, that was okay what she did, or she should have tried to engage in a way and then maybe like paid them after? I think she held it. I mean, if I feel disrespected, I feel disrespected regardless. So I'm going to show that at face value.
Yeah, I think it depends on how you look at it. If you're just looking at it from a natural standpoint, you're going to give that energy. If you feel annoyed or you feel disrespected, she's going to do what she did. If you're technically just speaking on it from a strictly work professional level, you try your best to keep it regular and cordial, and then if you have an issue, say it afterwards. But that's not always how things go. Like, you know, people are human, your emotions are gonna show. So it just depends on what side you agree with.
I don't know, it was pretty bad.
It was.
And like I said, I just don't understand how these large pub or like these large media outlets like keep getting away with shit like that.
Well, like, there's people like Charlamagne and Howard Stern, right? And I think those, whoever that woman was conducting that interview, probably looks at people like that and goes like, yo, I see like what they're doing. They ask the crazy questions and like get a moment out of it, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do. And I think like, if you're gonna make that your identity as a podcast or an interviewer, that's one thing. But like, I don't know if you saw, she did like a whole thing after about like being upset at Kehlani for the way that she conducted the interview.
And it's
like, that to me was like the fucked up part about it. It's like, how are you going to ask crazy questions and then like have a whole spiel after when she leaves being upset that she shut down? It's like, if you're going to be that way, be ready for people to shut down and for it to go that way. And it's like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't complain after you ask if she scissors with SZA, you know? Like, that, like, get the fuck out of here.
That's a fucked up question.
Yeah.
Are you scissoring with SZA?
She had that joke ready all night. She was waiting to get that.
Because, like, okay, as a woman, I believe Kehlani is bisexual. Like, would you ask a bisexual man, like, are you whatever you do with this other male? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's a crazy question.
Especially as, like, you're another woman. You know what I mean? Like, why would you ask her that? Especially if another famous person is involved in that question.
Yeah, that wasn't a good one.
Scissoring with SZA is crazy. Don't do that. Don't do that.
So wants to get back to the jokes.
Don't do that.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. They are both beautiful women. That is
so
all
what
I
does that
say.
Mean?
That they are beautiful women.
And what?
Independent thought.
Outside of the scissoring from SZA comment?
Mm-hmm.
But how did you even get there?
Because they're beautiful women. We're talking about beautiful women, and I think that someone should state when they think someone is beautiful, which I did.
He's so good.
No, he's good. Being politically
SZA,
correct.
SZA and Kehlani are good. Both beautiful women who are talented and amazing people and great at their jobs.
You won't catch him slipping.
I'm trying to catch him slipping.
Not me.
He's too much media training.
He's been 11 for 11 this whole 40 minutes.
Literally.
Let's go.
But anyway, okay, let's lighten it up. Let's lighten it up because you look like you're going to cry again. But regardless,
that's not tears. It's sweat because it's hot as hell in here, bro. Yeah. And I'm wearing a hoodie. You know when you're wearing like a bedtime shirt?
I know I am hot too.
And I wasn't planning on taking this off, so I had to commit to it because I'm wearing a bedtime shirt, and I don't want to have that on camera.
Why are you wearing a bedtime shirt on road?
Because I have a hoodie on, and I wasn't planning on taking it off.
Yeah, but why are you wearing a? I wear bedtime shirts. I take it off when I leave the house. It's a bedtime shirt.
The shirt is under the main part of the fit. The shirt isn't the fit.
But you're sore. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a big t-shirt pussy girl, right?
Yes, you know, but I didn't wear
listen to what I'm saying. I'm the girl who wears big t-shirts, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm going out, I'm not going to put a hoodie over the big t-shirt.
No, no, I'm not wearing the shirt like fresh off the bed. This is just one of the shirts that I would wear to bed.
Right. So why is it on?
Because I put it on under this because I didn't want to wear a actual shirt. It's comfortable. It's soft. I put it on under my actual fit.
So you don't have like a regular white tee. You don't have like, you know, don't niggas have like t-shirts that
Yes, you do. This is just what I chose to put on today. There's no thinking behind it. I just chose to put this on.
So you chose to put on your bedtime shirt.
Yeah.
Because to me, I have dedicated bedtime tees that I don't wear.
Yeah.
But you chose to go into your bedtime tees and put it on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't see what's so hard to understand about that.
I don't know.
Because it's not supposed to be seen. So.
So why wear it?
Because it's not supposed to be seen and it's comfortable. Do I ask y'all why you guys wear your Spanx and Fajas and them type of things under your stuff? No. The waist trainers and the butt lifters and booty blasters. It's the same thing. I don't see what the difference is.
You know what's crazy is that like the serious topics are like, you know, but he'll say that. You know, like,
exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, what the fuck was that? I don't. That's not even the same. It's literally not the same.
I think it's the same.
I see where he's coming from.
Anyways, moving on. Holy shit. The other day, my friend came into our, I have a group chat, right, with two of my good friends. One of them is a man, one of them is a woman. He came into the group chat like, yo, I have a question. We were like, okay, what? He was like, what is your guys' one night stand percentage? Like, as women. And I'm like, what does that mean? He was like, so out of all the people that you slept with, how many of them were one night stands? Because he thought that we would say zero. I actually have. Okay, when we say one night stand, though,
yeah,
what
are
we talking
about?
Let's establish that context.
Okay, so to me, one night stand is we had sex once and not again.
Okay, so it's not necessarily somebody you met that day that you had sex with them.
Because that's
okay,
my definition of
okay,
a one
yes.
night
okay,
stand.
Okay, yes. Okay, so I met that day. We had sex that night. Day. And we never had sex again.
See, that's not that even my definition. Mine is we met, we had sex, and I never spoke to you again. Not just we never had sex. I never cracked to you anymore. I never linked you again. We never spoke again.
You didn't see she get home safe or anything like that?
Maybe yeah, you could have, but that after that first interaction, we didn't speak again. That's more so what I mean.
Okay. Well, that's definition. I ain't got no one night stands. I'm going to keep it a band.
So, but in terms of the one where you had sex and you never had sex again.
Yeah. So mine was I met him. We had sex and we never had sex again.
It was just but one person?
Yeah. But we definitely spoke after, but we never. And I saw him again, but we never had sex again. Mm-hmm. So that's not a one night stand?
I can see how some people would consider that, but that, from my definition, that's not what I think. If that is what you call a one night stand,
that's the closest I got.
Then
I'm gonna say that. That's the closest I have to a one night stand. Mm-hmm. Meet, clap cheeks.
Same day.
Yeah. Same okay. night. Mm-hmm. Meet, clap cheeks, go home, text for a couple days. That's it.
By that definition, I've had that.
Okay. So are we going to take that as a one night? Because if that's a one night stand, then...
One. I've had one.
I've had one.
Yeah, I've had one. I usually know the person.
But have you had the one where you meet, same night, clap, and then never speak again? You never seen her again? Don't have her number? Don't know her name?
After this... No, no. There's well, like an angel, there's a situation. So. There's a situation that's almost... Yo, and I don't know why she thinks that, you know?
Yeah,
but anyways,
don't let me get into it.
I don't think he thinks that though.
We can.
That Tresor is an angel? Tresor is vanilla. Angel in the sky, baby.
That's fine. Yo, if that's okay. I'm not here to
argue.
If
you've had sex with Tresor, call me.
It's good PR.
You've had sex with Tresor, slide into my DMs. ZX Shania 2As.
If any of you guys are actually going to do that, first of all, I need to verify that this is actually someone that's actually happened with, because
I'm gonna keep it a band.
I don't need people to lie on my name.
I'm
going to
keep it a band. Tresor has talked about his sexual escapades off the pod, and I'm like, damn, nigga, that's weak.
She's just perturbed because I said I don't eat ass.
There's more than that.
I don't understand.
There's more than that that you said that I'm like, nigga, come on.
So what did I say?
You want me to say?
Say it.
Well, what did I say? You don't eat pussy from the back.
I said I never did it. I never said I wouldn't.
That's crazy to me.
At that point in time, I never did it.
You're gonna be 27 in November?
At that point in time.
And you've never eaten pussy from the back?
At that point in time, I never did it.
If you fucked your sore, slide into my D. I just want to know what type of. I want to know from a, what type of time, if you were actually on demon time or
see,
not.
See, my thing is.
Because you're given angel time.
Nah, because you see, my thing is. Ask and you shall receive. If you never ask, well, I'm not just gonna volunteer to do things, but if you ask, I'm probably not gonna say no.
So Shorty tooted up and said, yo, why am I asking? Why am
here
I
asking? It comes back to the mind reading thing. Everybody doesn't like the same things. You can't just do everything to everybody.
But the thing is, like, I understand, like, there's a way to go about, not you really can't. Asking, but it's kind of like,
feelers.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Clyde. It's but still, feelers. Everybody, it's not like, can I eat your ass? Are you gonna eat my ass? Like, I'm not doing that in the middle of the fuck, bro. Just
okay, but there's the make the distinction between putting out feelers and then trying to drop hints.
Exactly.
You know, dropping hints is not good. It's not productive. You need to put out respectful Say feelers. It.
Okay, give me an example of a respectful feeler. Don't smile so big.
No, hey, you know what's a good? You know what's a good respectful feeler for what you're saying? Trishore doesn't do. Just have you ever eaten ass? That's different than. Eat my ass.
You want like me to ask that while my ass is already up and I'm butt ass naked? Have you ever eaten ass?
I mean,
or you want me to ask that before, like we're already before we do the do?
I mean, it worked on me.
What do you
sometimes
mean?
I can see how.
What do you mean by?
I can see how you can ask.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, the situation you just outlined and described was how I got. What I'm calling a feeler was put out there. She was like, "Oh, have you ever?" And I was like, "No."
Was she naked when you asked?
Yes.
I can see that.
Yes.
I can see that.
When you ask him when you're naked, it's a different
but
story.
But she didn't know. She didn't tell me. She didn't ask me to do anything. She asked if I had before.
But she was already naked.
Yes.
So in your head, your blush is already going. You already have an erection. You're like,
we were 3/4 of the way through. I'm just saying. Oh, like,
see, that's like, I promise you, if a girl asks
No, but
you,
that's how I got convinced and persuaded.
Yes. Because as a woman.
She didn't tell me what to do, though. That was a feeling. That was like not dropping a hint.
You're making it my choice. You're not demanding.
Exactly.
But no one's going to demand anything. Like, I'm not going to demand anyone to eat my ass or do something that they don't want to do. But, like, I'm not really going to, like, it depends on how you want me to. I'm not going to, I don't know.
I feel like a simple, yo, are you about it, is good enough.
And then when you say no, I'm be like, oh.
Yeah, if it says no, it can kind of kill
I it. Feel like if you say no before we start, I'll be like, okay, cool. If you say no, like, during, I'm already, like, hot and heavy, it's like, oh, my God. Now what?
Yeah, but if we're keeping it a stack, I feel like in the moment, there's not a lot that people aren't going to do. It would have to be, like, a hard
That's what I'm saying.
No.
So I feel like if you got the right girl.
See, but she keeps saying, I never said that I would never do it.
You literally said you would never eat ass. You said that multiple times.
I never said it. That's not what I said. I never said I would never do it.
Clyde.
I said I don't do it. I never said I would never do it.
I think he said he doesn't do it. I don't know if he said I would never do it.
I never said that. I said I don't. I never said I would never do it. I could be convinced. The right person can convince me.
Y'all are some damn liars.
I never said I would never do it.
Because you are agreeing with him knowing he's lying.
I literally said you would never do it.
I said I don't.
You're like, I would never do it. Shit comes out of there. I don't know if you bathe. I don't know if it's clean. You've literally said all of that.
I said I don't.
You.
I never said I would never. I said I don't. That's two completely different
things. It's not the man who he was at the time, you know?
No, like that's two completely different things. I don't and I would never are two completely different things.
Facts.
I don't means a majority of people would not be able to convince me. There's a group that probably could convince me.
We've had some shit multiple times and you said you
I
never.
Don't. I said I don't.
No, I've had to give you multiple scenarios for you to be like, okay, maybe. I even gave you Drea. I'm like, you started telling me if Drea, blah, 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 and you were like,
yeah, I said, yeah, I probably would.
Exactly.
So how does that mean I would
because
never?
Because I had to I would never. I had to press you and give you different examples of different fine-ass women for you to be like, ooh. But you literally started with, I would never do it.
That's not true. That is not true. I'm
how
telling you.
How are you in a bold-faced lie on this podcast?
I'm telling you that's not true. I didn't say that. I said I don't do it. Because of X, Y, and Z. I never said that I would never do it.
If you fuck your source, slide in my DMs, and then you can fuck him again and let me know if he eats your ass. Jesus because God. I...
That's not... I don't...
I... cannot believe you are just lying.
I'm not lying. This is the truth. What would I have to lie about?
Okay, so eat ass tomorrow.
Why would I do that?
Like, what? So to unreasonable, bro. What the fuck?
I'm going to eat ass because Zoe said that I should do it?
No, since you're like, oh yeah, I'll do it. I never said I wouldn't do it. Go do it tomorrow. Go find a baddie, freshly clean, and go do it tomorrow.
I feel like you don't listen to me when I speak.
I do. I listen to you when you're lying. Like right now.
So you didn't hear me like 45 seconds ago when I said a majority of people probably couldn't convince me to do it, but there's a select group that probably could. So no, I'm not just going to go eat ass tomorrow because it's probably not one of the people that could convince me to do it. It would have to be right person, right time, right place, right moment, all them type of things. Right, liqueurs going through my system, you feel me?
Because on the beach
in Jamaica at the pool, you feel me? Like,
you gonna bring up Jamaica again, you beg bitch.
Yo, you see how she just tries to fling words out like they don't mean anything? Zoe is an enemy of progress.
Oh, and
I will stand on that, bro. I will stand on that.
You're mad because I retracted your invitation to my birthday trip
for no reason.
So
what's the reason?
My friends don't want you there. Is that not a reason? You can look up me. I want.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I will call them. They literally said, they were like, bro, just keep it a girl's trip. They were like, no. They were like, why can't it just be a girl's trip? I said, Jasora's begging to come.
Oh, so now he's begging to come.
Do you want me to read the text messages?
Once you said no, you're saying no for ridiculous reasons. That's not begging to come.
Because the women I invited said, no, let's keep it a girl's trip.
And y'all listen to what I was saying. I was saying, yo, for the reasons, okay, but you have to also explain what is the reasons why you want to keep it that way. What is the importance and significance of a girl's only trip? Like, why do you want that?
To do girl stuff?
Like what?
That's none of your business.
This is what I'm getting at.
Like, no, because in your head,
no,
you're a child.
Answer the question.
And you're like,
answer the question.
You guys just want to suck dick.
Answer the question.
That's so stupid.
Answer the question.
We want to do stuff we're comfortable around girls.
So there's going to be no men on the resort?
Not men that we know.
So what? What's the difference? Why? So why does that matter?
We can ignore them. We don't need to be around them. No, we can literally just be around ourselves.
Okay,
six women.
Okay, so even if I was there, you could ignore me.
Why? But you know it's not going to happen. You're being dense. You know it's not going to happen. So don't be stupid.
So when you want to do these activities that are women-only activities, I don't have to be involved in them.
So why are you coming? If the whole trip is going to be women activities, why are you coming?
The whole trip is not activities.
Yes, it is what a girl's trip is.
If you are at a resort, so you're telling me all activities, including going in the pool, drinking, going to the clubs on the resort and whatnot, are all activities that you exclusively only want to do with women?
Yes, because you feel comfortable doing it with your girls.
Yeah.
Some of my friends aren't comfortable enough to be doing shit around you. Maybe they don't know you.
But you're not going to know any of the men that are at the resort anyways.
But we're doing it within ourselves. What's not clicking? Us being on the beach, six women chilling, talking, drinking, twerking, dancing, besides you and Clyde just being in the corner watching us. Obviously, it's a different fucking vibe.
And this is what I'm saying. We're not going to be sitting there watching you. We're
going
to be doing our own thing.
So why do you want to come? Why do you want to come?
Because you want to travel in groups with people that you know.
So you want to travel in a group and then completely disperse for 5 days?
So you genuinely think that if we pulled up, that y'all wouldn't want us involved in anything that you guys are doing?
They want to keep it a girl's trip. What is not clicking?
Because that's not true.
How is it not true?
Oh my God.
How is
bro.
It not true?
I just don't understand.
How is it not true?
Because that is not true.
So what's true?
What's the truth? That I guarantee that all of your friends would not just be like, yo, we only, it's just a us thing.
Can you plug my phone in so I can call one of my friends, please?
One out of how many?
Want me to call all six?
One out of how many?
There's five friends coming. So do you want me to call them and be like, okay, by the way, so we're recording the podcast, by the way. Do you want me to do it?
You could, but I feel like it's useless.
Because you're going to hear it from their mouth that they want to keep it a girl's trip.
No, because the way you're going to present the question is for them to further validate what you already put in their head.
No, I'm going to call them and say...
What? Come on, bro. We can't. You can't. Come on.
Why are you so pressed to come in a girl's trip?
See, now you're changing it. It's not about being pressed to go on a trip.
You are. You've been pressed for like 2 weeks.
I'm talking about the reasonings why we were retracted from the trip are not valid reasons.
Women want to travel with their friends who are also women, and they want to do certain things within our, and nothing about pursuing other men. Some of my friends don't fucking know you. So if they want to do certain shit without you being there or around the group, they don't have to be subjected to that.
Yeah, that's completely fine. That's what I said.
So why do you want to be there?
Because it's nice to be in places where you're familiar with people. You don't have to do anything with them.
So you plan a trip with your friends, and you travel to Jamaica, but why would you be familiar with them?
Yes, but of course it's easier to just attach to something that's already planned instead of planning something yourself.
That is true.
Are you insane? Simple. So it's easier to attach to something that's already planned that you're not wanted at.
I mean, it's already happening.
It's already happening.
But you're not wanted there.
But we don't have to be... I just hope that you're getting what I'm saying.
You were mad that you weren't invited.
I wasn't mad. I haven't said shit this whole time.
If an itinerary,
like, I need popcorn. Fuck you, mean?
If an itinerary is already made, it's easier to just go with that itinerary than to make your own itinerary. Whether it's laziness, it could just be laziness. That's a fact. It's true. We don't have to be with y'all.
You cannot be mad if you are not wanted there.
I think you're focusing on the wrong aspects of my pushback on this situation. I completely understand wanting to have a trip with your girlfriends by themselves.
Do you?
I understand.
Because I feel like you don't understand.
I completely understand that. My issue is when I get into why. That is where things kind of get blurry for me.
But if you understand it, why do you need to know why?
Because the reason that you're saying why are... Like, I don't really get.
Why do I have to explain why we want a girl's trip? Because you're, what you say, like, oh, yes, I just want to go and suck dick and da-da-da in the pool and talk to other niggas.
I didn't necessarily say it like that. I said that. But that is not necessarily, because at first, the reasoning that I was told was, yeah, we want to go to a place where we can have fun. No one knows us. What happens in Jamaica stays in Jamaica. That was the slogan that was pushed as the reason.
Who pushed that?
That was the slogan that was pushed. That was the slogan that was pushed for this girls only trip. It was a what happens in Jamaica stays in Jamaica type vibe. And I was saying, yo, you guys can do whatever we want. We are not here to judge you. We're not here to be on your backs, to monitor you, to be in whatever type of wahala that you guys want to get into. You feel me? That's why I said, yo, I don't care. You could do whatever. You could go suck 100 dicks at the pool bar. We're not going to judge. We're not here to say nothing. Of course, I'm being extreme and being extra. I don't think you guys are actually going to Jamaica to go suck dick. But I'm just saying, yo, like, if the main reason was just because you want to be somewhere that nobody knows you and you want to do a what happens here stays here type of vibe, I don't think that's just a reason to retract an invitation. Because if that was known from the beginning, then we wouldn't even have got the invite. Because that's not something that you never thought of. At first, you would think, yeah, you know, it could be cool for them to come. For whatever reasons that you wouldn't mind us being there, there are reasons for that too. So whenever it gets talked through, then it changes. Then it's like, okay, why? And if that's the reason why, like you said, if it's just, yo, it's just us and our girls, we want to just focus on us, cool, have fun, just us by ourselves, all right, cool. But if it's just we want to go somewhere where nobody knows us and have fun and do whatever and what happens here stays here, no, because we don't care what you guys do.
So why do you want to come with us?
She didn't hear anything I just said.
Because to me, it's like, yo, this man is really like, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. But I want to come. I want to come. We don't need to be in the same room as you, but I want to come. I want to come. We don't have to do anything. We don't care what you guys do, but I want to be there.
I literally just explained. You see what I just said about having a conversation to react and having a conversation to understand?
I don't think you're understanding how insane you sound.
I sound insane.
Because you're literally talking on two sides of your mouth. You're like, well, on one side, I understand why you want to have a girl's trip, blah, blah, blah. But then I don't understand the notion of what stays in Jamaica or what happens in Jamaica stays in Jamaica.
Yes, two things can be true. What? How come both of those can't be true? I understand one aspect. I don't understand the other aspect. Simple. What is so hard to understand about that?
But I don't understand why you can't just take the notion of you are not welcome on this trip and just leave it as
Of course,
that.
Of course, no one wants to go where they're not welcome. No one wants to be anywhere where they're not welcome.
Okay, so why is this even a discussion?
Because it shifted. This shifted from actually trying to go to, well, why don't you want us to come?
Okay.
That's what it shifted to. It's not still trying to go. It's what are the main reasons why you don't want us to come and why are those reasons?
And I presented those reasons.
Exactly. And I had pushback on those reasons. That's all.
But, okay. If someone said, yo, I don't want my birthday trip, that's all I'm going to say. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Okay, bet. I'm not going to be like, why? What, you want to go eat 100 pussies at the pool? Like, Nick, what?
I feel like there must be people that understand where I'm coming from in this
situation. Do you understand where he's coming from?
I do.
Fuck yeah, off, Ryan.
See,
no, you don't.
Men understand. See, the men understand
so
what I'm saying.
So speak up, Clyde.
No, I'm going to let y'all duke it out.
No, like, speak up since you understand.
All right, it's your turn now because obviously what I'm saying is not getting through to her. Maybe you can articulate it better.
No, because I, like, the way, first of all, when this started, you know, Trishore and Zoe make plans and stuff, and then I got to get included at the end. This whole thing was planned and everything. They had the Jamaica resort and everything. They come to the studio and everything, and then it's like, oh, so Clyde, which room are you going to stay in Jamaica? And oh, shit, there's a whole Jamaica plan and everything like that. I didn't know about any of this, and then all of a sudden I was uninvited, so I was
within
that
same like 15 minutes.
Like I was going to Jamaica for 5 minutes, and then the next 10 minutes later, like yeah, like we were uninvited. But like yeah, I can see where Trishore is coming from. Like when a plan's already made, we know you, like we have an association with you and stuff. It's cool, and we were invited. Yeah, so it kind of felt like, you know, we were welcome, you know, and then something happened. And now we're not welcome, you know? And it happened in like 5 minutes for me. So that's why I'm like, okay, y'all can do this out.
And also, I've heard that everyone on the trip doesn't know each other either.
Everyone's not friends.
I'll say that. Everyone is not friends that's going on the trip.
Everyone.
So the only common denominator is you guys are all women. So it doesn't really matter about who knows who. It's just a women-only trip.
But do you understand why women feel more comfortable?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, but... You're not only, it's not a woman's only resort. It's not a woman's only resort. I understand why women would feel comfortable around other women. Of course.
Do you understand why
And you're
certain,
saying how.
But let's get rid. Do you understand why certain friends wouldn't want you both there?
That's what we were trying to get the understanding of.
Okay, so go ask both the women that you guys may feel that will have reservations about you being there, and then that could answer the
people
question.
I just want people to speak with their chest.
Now you're
and
making
talk
it
the
specific.
Truth.
There was two women.
Yeah,
right?
That's not
two,
even.
I said
yeah,
speak like, to the women. I said two. I said speak to the women who may have
the
reservations.
The two women you said.
You so said that.
We may need to get them on the line.
The women who may have reservations about you guys being there.
Okay, so why would that be?
Go speak to the women who you think may have.
This is what I'm saying. People just need to speak with their chest, because that and see. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
And now
this is why I've been pushing this so hard, because I'm one of those people that likes to get to the bottom of situations, and I feel like Clyde, you can agree with me in this. Something is missing. Like there's something that's not being said in this circle of reasoning. You know.
What you really trying to say?
Yeah, like what do you mean by that? What's really going on? You feel me? People need to do is speak with their chest, and then it's like, cool, all right.
Initially, I was like, yeah, I was gonna invite some of my guy friends. I said, yeah, I'm thinking of inviting the guys, maybe, whatever. Put the invitation out there to some guys. Some of them said, I don't know, you know, I just kind of like don't really know if we would want like those like guys there because like, you know, whatever.
And that is the point. Yeah,
I'm not like, gonna go into full detail on here, but she's like, because of whatever. And I said, okay, I'm like, honestly, I'm like, if you guys want to keep it, I asked him, like, yo, do you guys want to invite the guys? Keep it a girl's trip. Like, let's just keep it a girl's trip. And I said, okay, we'll keep it a girl's trip.
See, because this is the thing that I don't understand, because coming from Zoe, it was a yes and then a no. And then I spoke to someone else. And it was a yes and then a no. So, And then I spoke to someone else, and then it was a yes, and then a no.
You only know one person who was invited.
So the point is,
you only know one person who was invited. So who's someone else inviting themselves to my birthday trip?
You think I don't know more than one of your friends? I'm not cordial with more than one of your friends.
The other ones do not talk to you.
Okay. Anyways, like I'm cool with people. I'm cool with people.
So you just went to my friend's messages like, oh, so you come to Jamaica for Zoe's birthday? I'm uninvited.
See how she's making up stories on her own?
So what did you do? How did the conversation start with both of those friends who were invited?
Things can come up regularly. Okay, how did it come
up? How did it come up?
I don't really, you think I have like a transcript of every conversation I've had with everybody?
Come up? How did
I don't
come
know.
Up?
I'm sure I probably brought it up.
Okay. And then how did the conversations go? Since it was, oh yeah, yay, and then nay.
Did you not just hear me say I don't have a transcript of?
You tell me you don't remember a little bit of the conversations, Trisor?
Okay,
don't
I'll talk about the main person that I know. It was like a, oh, you're coming? I was like, it's possible. Like, oh, okay, cool. And then that turned into a actually, you know, yeah, nah, it's probably just like a girls' trip type of thing.
Yeah.
So if it's
so
like,
why is that a problem?
You're talking about a problem. I'm trying to paint a picture. It's not about it being a problem. I'm saying if there was if from the beginning everyone wanted it to be a flat out. And by the way, guys, this is like I'm not triggered about this. I'm not letting Zoe get away with what she's trying to get away with.
I mean, you seem very triggered about this.
If from the beginning this was yes, girls only. That's it. Like we're girls trip. Boom. There should not have been any sort of like leeway or acceptance of the invitation, because wouldn't you have had that energy from the beginning? From when it came up that, yo, we're trying to come, wouldn't you have said, no, we want it to be girls only?
But I said that three times. I literally said that I was going to extend invitations to my guy friends. And then because I invited all my girls first. The girls were my first priority.
Of course.
So I invited my girls. And then I said, oh, I might extend it to my guy friends. I kind of felt them out. Some of them were about it. Some of them were not. And then when I went back to the girls and said, okay, we should invite blah, blah, blah. They were like, actually, we should probably just keep it a girls trip. And I said, okay. The end.
All right. Let's just keep it moving because we're not getting anywhere in this.
Is that not the end? And then you caught feelings for like 5 weeks.
We're not getting anywhere.
I changed your name in my phone to enemy in progress. If you decked up my grand invitation, you're the biggest snake ever. We don't care what you guys do. It's not even, I don't care.
Zoe and Trisor is what happens when you have an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. Ladies and gentlemen, that should be the name of the podcast.
That's really literally it.
Oh my God.
That's literally it. Literally it.
That's what this podcast is.
Because I just...
It's like you hear me, but you're not listening.
I am very much listening.
No, you're not.
You're
not listening.
You are not listening.
If the other two people in the room can understand what I'm saying, you're not listening.
Okay, Chisor. You've asked for reasons.
Next topic.
You've asked for reasons. I've given you reasons.
Yes, but it... Never mind, bro. That's good.
And they're like, oh, all I want to know is why. I gave you reasons why.
Because the reasons don't seem like, they feel like really surface level reasons.
But that's
See,
to
people
you.
People are nodding their head because they agree with me.
But that's to you.
Okay. All right. So we could put it to that's rest crazy. That if you're genuinely saying that all the reasons you've given are strictly the only reasons why, I will 100% believe you.
For me.
See, now we're changing the conversation. Now we're changing the conversation. Now it went from a group to you. These are the reasons for you.
I don't care who comes. I just want everyone to be comfortable. And if my friends are comfortable around girls, I'm going to keep it as that. I'm not going to make anyone feel uncomfortable.
Of course,
so my friends want to be around women or a girls' trip, I'm going to keep it as that.
That's fine.
Okay. So that's it.
All right, yes, that's it, because we're not getting anywhere with this, guys. I just hope you guys
I've
out there...
I've never seen a man so pressed. How long has it been? What, 20 minutes of him being pressed about not coming to a girl's trip in Jamaica?
And you see how she's trying to spin it to 20 minutes of me being pressed? It's 20 minutes of me trying to get to the truth.
The truth is how many times I've literally said it to you.
Yeah, man. You know, like, we were trying to get to the deeper meaning. And I just, you know... I will say I felt like there's a deeper meaning. You're saying there's no deeper thing, then that's that. And that's it.
Have you actually? I'm not gonna ask it. It's okay because I don't want to get. Because if you want to get.
People who are gunning for Patreon for Rella's Diaries too, I need you guys to know too that a lot of this discussion is also compounded by the weird ass conversation that followed this after the podcast, and I'll wait for it to get to Patreon before we really get there.
Wait, do you mean?
I know what he's talking about.
What are you talking about?
Y'all had the weirdest conversation I've ever fucking heard off camera.
The conversation that we had last time.
What did we have last time?
About you just being very like prideful about a situation that you didn't even really want to happen. just know that girls are insane. They are insane.
The lie, yo, she remembers that.
They are insane, guys. That's all. They are insane. That is all I will say, bro. Because people are just...
Okay, as a woman...
I'm just saying, off-camera combos are great,
guys. I'm going to keep it as vague as possible, okay? As a woman, sometimes you may not be interested in a guy at all. But sometimes you just want to know that person would have you as an option.
But why?
Okay.
Because that's just sometimes what it is.
That's insane.
It might be.
It's honest, though. I appreciate the honesty.
I'm not going to deny it.
I appreciate
the
honesty.
Like Aisha Curry, bro.
No. Why don't I move like Aisha Curry? Aisha Curry's begging for men to be in her DMs. I'm not doing that.
It's in the same spectrum.
No, how?
Because Aisha Curry doesn't actually want any of those men that she wants looking at her.
Yeah, but I don't really want it either.
Exactly. So then why?
But you kind of want that feeling of feeling wanted, right?
But if you don't want it, so then why would
everyone
it even...
Everyone wants the feeling of feeling wanted. Especially women. Come on.
Yeah, but there are...
Just the way Aisha Curry said it was kind of like...
There's an extent to that, though, 100%, right?
100%, there is, yeah. What?
I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with that. I just feel like if it's something that you don't want, why would it matter what that other person says? You don't want it anyways, so it shouldn't matter. That's just ego. That's just pride and ego.
It is pride. It is pride and ego. Because it's kind of like, well, then why not?
Tresor, if you put up a picture like where you felt like you were looking good and no tings liked it, wouldn't you think? Well, yeah, I get you've got a blue check and everything, so that's
no. Before the blue check, hold on now. Before the blue check, that still was not happening. Before. But anyways, I feel what you're saying.
No, but you're saying that you don't think that's a thing, like wanting to feel wanted.
No, I understand wanting to feel wanted, but I don't understand wanting to feel wanted by people you don't want. That doesn't really make sense to me because it's not necessarily that.
It's like.
Let's say you were doing you came to the basketball court and it was runs, you know, and that shitty ass team was looking for a fourth man and you just like, you know, got three W's, you know, and like you were running that court for a second and they were looking for a fourth man and you were one of the only available mans and they didn't want you, even though you just put in work for three games and like hit the game winning point and stuff like that. Wouldn't you kind of be like, even though I don't want to be on these bum ass niggas teams, it's kind of fucked up that they don't even like think that I would be a good
spot. Thank you for putting it like that.
No, but you know why? Because if I was a D1 athlete and I go to the Y for runs and no one wants to pick me up, I'm like, bro, I shouldn't even be playing with you guys anyway. So I don't care that you guys don't pick me up because I don't want to come play and now I get injured. Like, I don't have to prove myself to you scrubs because I'm already better than all of you guys. So I don't care that you guys don't want to pick me up because it's like, okay, it's like.
So you'd rather me have that reaction?
No, obviously it's not going to be the same, but I'm trying to put it into perspective of what he was saying. It's like, bro, it's like, are any of you guys out there track stars? Like, I know women that are track stars and men that are track stars, like Team Canada type track stars. People ask to race them all the time. I'm not going to race you. You guys are bozos, bro. I'm not wasting any of my energy on you guys that want to race me or like, say, yeah, we're having a relay. And no one picks me for the relay. Fam, I'm on Team Canada. I don't care that you guys don't pick me for the relay. I'm better than all of you guys. And I know I'm better than all of you guys. So I don't care about your validation of me. That's the thing. It's not about feeling like you're better than anyone. It's like, why would I care about the validation from people that I don't care's opinion?
So context, Tresor called me an ugly bitch off camera.
Wow, that is a lie. Now she's lying.
So good.
People are going to clip this and lie.
I said, Tresor, would you marry me? He said, I would never fucking marry you, my God. Ugly bitch. And
these
I said,
are lies.
That's crazy. And
man,
I said,
she's
even,
good, man.
I said,
these
even
are lies.
As a friend, he was like, never
these
as a friend. I want
lies.
Nothing to do with you. And I said,
these are lies.
My God, are you serious, Tresor? And he was like, bro, I have no use for you. You're ugly. I'm only using you for the pod.
These are lies.
And I said, fuck.
These are lies.
And this is how that conversation came.
These are lies. You see how she, for the last 20 minutes she's been trying to defame my character, bro? Oh my God. This is insane.
Yeah, it is.
This is completely insane. I hope none of you believe any of that because all of that is a lie. A complete and utter lie.
That's the thing, though. You got her lying now. You got her on the ropes.
I did lie.
It was a good one. It was fire.
I will admit.
This is why we need a Patreon, though, so we can really say what we're trying to say.
The off-camera conversation, I was actually wilding. Like, there was no reason for me to actually feel a way about what was said. Like, it was actually
okay.
Wilding.
Finally, we have some progress.
No, that's the sound effect for that.
I was wilding. So I actually did not need any validation.
Some progress.
You're still not coming to Jamaica, bitch.
I don't care about Jamaica. I don't care about Jamaica.
I appreciate the growth, though, Zoe. That's good.
I can grow.
That's good. That's
Where's your growth?
You unpacked.
I haven't. What have Thank I had you. To grow to?
Oh, bro.
What have I had to grow to?
Oh, bro.
I'm very understanding and will admit when I'm wrong and all of that, them type of things. What if I had a hard stance on that I had to grow about and I didn't grow?
Eating ass?
And I just said that the right person can convince me. Okay.
We all did a little bit of growth this episode. Let's try not stifle each other, okay? We're co-hosts
here. Over the last,
here.
Like, week, men... I need to get some... Listen, next week we need another woman right here beside me because I've been dealing with men and their stupidity for the past, like, week. And recently, other than you two, who are, like, peak annoying to me...
First, it's we're her favorite guys.
Protect
and
black
then it's
men.
Peak
my favorite.
Annoying. And it's peak annoying, and then
Shut
it's we're her favorite. And then
these
it's
two
this,
assholes next to me.
And then it's that, and then it's.
Anyways, how are men? Stupid?
Anyways, so you know, I'm 25, right? And recently, I was at a gathering with men who were. It was like a. Anyways, hold on, wait. The guy who hosted it was older. It was my friend's cousin, right? And the, like I said, the group of, like, his age group of men were older. They were like 30, they're like 35 to like 37, right? And they got this very, like, deep conversation about, and I think most of them were single, by the way, got into a deep conversation about, like, you know, men and the habits of men and how men don't mature until they're like 30 and how, you know, men are liars in the ages of 20 to 29, and you know, if you want to be in a relationship, you maybe have to accept some cheating and some lying and whatever, right? And sometimes it's like, I just don't understand why men speak. And it's also like, I don't understand why men speak in terms that make them sound so dense. Because it's like, how are you going to tell me, as men in your 30s, that because of the men that you know, that you may associate yourself with, that are habitual liars and cheaters and whatever, that me, as a woman 9 years your junior, is going to have to deal with if I want to be in a happy relationship?
I agree. I don't think that's true. I don't think that there is anything.
And this is the stuff that women be hearing from men regularly. Oh, if you want to be in a relationship, you got to put up with a little bit of lying. You know, all men lie. You know, niggas cheat, whatever, whatever. But then men get mad at us when women, when we go, oh, niggas ain't shit. And niggas going to cheat on you regardless. Well, you niggas are feeding us the same narrative. And it's coming from the horse's mouth. So what the fuck you want to do with that information?
Yes, but I think the difference is where it's like the same on both sides. It's a very small percentage of men that are giving you this message.
Is it?
And it's a very small percentage of people that are like receiving this message. Yes, because
it's not a small percentage of men.
Nobody in this room would tell you anything that guy said. That's not a regular ideology.
Yeah, but I can go to a lot of men outside this room who would tell me what that guy said. That's what I'm saying.
So you think a majority of men would agree with that?
Honestly, well, let's make a TikTok and see what the comments say. I think that based on, well, at least the men that I've spoken to in the last however many months, a lot of them are like, yeah, you know, when I was in my 20s or whatever, I did girls dirty and I cheated and I lied and whatever. And then I magically like hit 30 and I was like, wow, it's a whirlwind of truth and wanting that, like, you know what I mean? So I don't understand. But then they expect women to like not also feed into that narrative.
Then maybe you guys should stop hanging out with 35-year-olds who think that way. Because there's no 25-year-old.
I was just attending a gathering.
Okay, well, stop going to gatherings with 36-year-old men. That simple. That's a different generation. Their ideologies are different.
It is. I agree with that. But it's like, I've also heard that same notion from men who are younger as well.
They were raised by them niggas.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, of course you're going to hear people say that because of people's life experiences and choices that they made and the choices that people make around them. But I don't think that's a general consensus. Like,
you don't think so? I agree. Like me,
that
being,
most people would agree to that.
Not a general consensus, but you don't think there's a high majority of men that do kind of think that shit that she said?
Oh, there is.
Like
there
a
is.
High, not a maybe not a majority, like a high percentage, like a good portion.
There's a good amount of people, yeah. But I think you can find a lot of people that don't. Like, it's not to the point where you have to think that this is what I have to put up with, like what she said the guy was saying to her. I don't think it's that at all. There's a big, big group of people that are not going to do that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that.
I mean, me being the woman that I am.
Also, that gets into, like, you know, it's a slippery slope of who you're talking about, what type of man, what. And then you start getting into, like, specifics. And then the gap starts getting smaller and smaller. Like, of course, you could find a man that won't cheat on you, doesn't lie, is going to treat you well, all them type of things. But the more specifics you have on people, men and women, the pool gets smaller for things that you want. Because it's like, yeah, you want a man that doesn't cheat on you, won't lie, treats you good and all that. But then you also want him to, you know, have a good job. You also want him to have a lot of money. You also want him to do X, Y, and Z. Then, of course, the pool is going to get smaller.
I'm not talking about all of that. I'm just talking about the fact that there is a lot of conversations that men have with women where they're like, yo, like, men are liars. I have a lot of friends who cheated on their girls for years, and I have a lot of friends who lie to their girls all the time. So mm-hmm. when you're telling women these things, but then you hear women reiterate the niggas ain't shit rhetoric,
I think
you're also, men and you guys are also feeding into that narrative as well by telling us this shit, no?
Yeah, definitely. They definitely feed into it by that. I think where guys have a discrepancy with what girls say with the niggas ain't shit stuff is there seems to be a pattern in the type of men that y'all are choosing that then you turn around and say niggas ain't shit about. Like, people usually have a pattern. Like, right. That type of guy that ain't shit, people usually choose that same type of guy and expect them to be different. Like, I had this conversation literally yesterday with one of my homegirls, where she was having a situation with a guy that she was involved with that he's not really treating her the best and doing whatever. And from, I don't want to get too specific, but from the characteristics of this guy, even from you hearing it, you'd be like, bro, come on. Like, yeah. what do you think? And I told her, I was like, the issue is with you and a lot of like women that I've encountered is like, yo, you see, it's like the meme where people are like, and I'm not generalizing everyone. I'm just using this as just a reference. It's like the meme where I saw it on Twitter where a guy was like, yo, girls don't want Russell Wilson. They want Future to act like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you said that before.
That's what it is. You can't be with a bunch of Futures and be like, niggas ain't shit when you don't want Russell Wilson.
Yes. But I think that's also different from what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, if, I mean, okay, but yeah, if you're focusing on what we're telling you, like guys feeding that to women, I completely agree with you that
yes.
You can't be upset if you're bringing that back to us if we're giving that to you.
Right.
No, I agree with that for sure. It's just
because me being the woman that I am, I definitely have a lot of examples of men who wouldn't do that. But if I was more, say, I didn't have men in my life who weren't cheaters and weren't liars and weren't faithful in their marriages, I would probably take that at face value. That's what I mean. So not a lot of women have great examples of men who are like that. So when other men tell them, they take it and run with it. That's what I'm saying. It's literally like a circle of demise of men. And a lot of sometimes it feeds from men themselves.
Yeah, I agree. And then also on the other side, there's not a lot of men that have good examples of men to show them how to treat women properly. So it's not like men are learning that from anywhere. Like, how are they going to learn that? Where if on the men's side, they have no one to guide them. And then on the women's side, they're telling you that you ain't shit already. So you're just going to be like, okay, this is the only way that I could be. So I'm just going
to
be that way.
I'm telling you, they like, raised those niggas.
There has to be some sort of positive reinforcement from somewhere to make someone think that they should be a good person. If from one side you have no direction and from the other side you're getting told that you're trash, of course you're going to be trash because you feel like that's the only way to be. You've never seen an example of a good man. And people aren't just going to learn that out of nowhere.
And I think the examples that a lot of, for lack of a better term, fatherless, you know, people with black men with a lack of a father figure or an authority when they were growing up, look to pop culture, an athlete, a singer or something, an artist or whatever. And I think we see a lot of these pro athletes, a lot of these high profile men cheat on their spouses or on their girlfriend and get taken back. You know, there's a phrase like, you know, bitches heal like Wolverine when he has money or something like that too. And I think a lot of these men that have that perspective and truly do believe that are looking at Dwayne Wade, you know, cheating and getting his like wife back and working through it, you know? I think there's like the wrong examples are being set.
True. Cause how many like athletes and stuff that cheated on their wife in public that their wife actually left them?
That's what I'm saying.
Not Magic Johnson.
I'm just saying, those men Shaquille see O'Neal. That though, right? And yeah, they think like they can get away with it.
One of how many? I'm just saying there's like not there's a lot. More, yeah, I'm just saying there's not a lot.
Michael Jordan's wife left. His first wife,
after
yeah.
After a while, though. Like, not like.
But I feel like there's also more like politics behind yeah, why she left earlier, especially when it comes to like athletics.
But
and
I think
deals
just
and,
as like men, there's a lot of stuff that you kind of have to unlearn. Like, even me myself, I remember my mom used to tell me, like, when I was younger, my mom used to tell me, yo, why are you so mean to girls? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not even being mean. Or, like, I'm not consciously being mean. Like, she'd probably just hear certain conversations that I have, and she'd be like, yo, why are you being so mean to her? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not being mean at all. But then I can see how that comes with, like, because I didn't grow up seeing anyone, like any man treating my mom well. So how am I going to get a reference for what is a good man to a woman? That's just something that you pick up just off of daily life. And if that's the way you are, you kind of have to unlearn that and then learn it back in a good way. So I think it just depends. If you're ignorant to it and you're choosing to be trash, that's one thing. But if you just genuinely aren't realizing your actions and how that's affecting other people, I think there's room for you to learn and to grow.
Yeah, I just think like men should be cautious about the, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. Niggas cheat, niggas lie. You girls need to understand that, you know, niggas gonna cheat, niggas gonna lie. That's how men are. Men are not monogamous. Men are animals. Men, like, I'm over that conversation.
Yeah, I personally don't believe that. I don't fully believe that. Cause I've heard women say it too, that like, yo, all men are going to cheat, and I'm like, no,
I don't believe that. But it's annoying when men tell me that though, so I'll leave it at that. Ding.
Growth.
Definitely.
Right. This episode was a roller coaster.
Some sorts of growth.
Grow my ass.
See, like, I don't know why all the I want you guys to notice one thing about this podcast, okay?
What?
All of the negativity, all of the slander, all of the curse words, all of the names are all one-sided. I hope you guys know. Y'all have not heard me call Zoe anything but insane. That's the only word that I've called her. I've never said anything else about her besides that she is insane.
What have I said?
And
to
a bully.
You called us an asshole to start today.
Did I?
You called each of us, these two assholes, cross for me.
I said assholes?
I mean, to contrast last week when it was, you know, Kings, it was just a little.
You see how fast they switch up? Yeah. And they want us to be comfortable. How are we going to be comfortable? How are we going to be vulnerable and the switch up is that fast?
Oh, please. You know the switch up isn't real.
Oh, it's real. This is not a safe space anymore. I know you want to add other people to attack us as well.
I do. Episode 10.
That's crazy.
We need another woman on the space.
We do. Yeah. We do.
We do.
We do. It's I've only happen. Been asking for how long. We need more. We need another woman in here.
All right. Next episode, we're going to pack up this room with viewers. And we're going to have another
one. If we want to pack it up, we can pack it up. If you want to pack it up, we can pack it up. If you want to pack it up, we can pack it up.
She was trying to say in the group chat we couldn't pack it up too, eh?
No, I mean, like, windows got to be open, though. Because Ryan's sitting here and I'm already sweating and he just want extra body.
We'll get the fan with the ice in front of it again.
Yeah, we need some. We need some AC something in here. We're going to pack up this vibes. Room.
Word.
We can organize it because I'm going to DC. First of all, you're in DC.
Oh, God.
Just to wrap up the episode, your girl will be in DC May 20th weekend. So if you are in DC, if you are a lit woman or a fine man, let me know. I will be there. Fine, 72
fine
hours.
Fine man could just get away with anything. Huh? You don't know them.
What do you mean?
I said
so. Oh, God, Tresor. Shut up.
So,
it's shut fire. Up.
So the fine men in DC can come on the girls' trip. Relentless. You see how quickly
this is not a girls' trip. Though. This is me and my friend going to DC.
Is she a girl?
Yeah, but it's not like marketed as a girl. You know what I mean? It's not like if y'all wanted to come, we'd be like, all right, pull up.
So what's the difference between DC and Jamaica?
Cause Jamaica's a more like intimate vibe, you know.
Jamaica's like, intimate.
Like, you know what I mean? Like the group of us is intimate. DC, we're going to party.
You're not going to party in Jamaica?
Not
you're,
the way
you're
you
doing
think
soul
we are.
Searching, healing, eat, pray, love.
That's not the way you don't. We're not gonna be like out like pasta pasta in Jamaica.
So what do you do? What are you doing?
We're just gonna like girls. We're just gonna turn up as girls. We're gonna like you know.
Are you guys hearing this?
You're not a woman, so you don't understand. You're not a woman, so you don't understand. You really don't understand.
So the turn up in DC is different from the turn up in Jamaica.
Absolutely.
Because of the things that you're like the places you're going.
And the things that we're going to do. In DC, I'm literally going to, like, I'm going for my friend's event and I'm going to turn up.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all wanted to pull up, like, yo, yeah, pull up.
But you're but not Jamaica, going to it's turn like, up in Jamaica.
We are, but it's different. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, we want to talk about certain things. We want to, like, it's different. You guys are not women. So you guys don't understand. Every woman listening will understand what I mean.
You're going to talk about things that you guys don't talk about already right now at home?
No, we will, but the setting is different. The vibe is different. We want to, like, shake our ass and not have you guys watching us in the corner.
But it's okay if we watch you shake your ass in D.C., but not in Jamaica.
I'm not shaking my ass in D.C.
You're going to go to the party and you're not shaking your ass in D.C.
I don't really shake my ass. Like, what do you mean? I'm also not going to be in a bikini in D.C.
So if we went to Woodbine and you were at a bikini here, it's okay.
I'm not shaking
with
my
that
ass
same
in Woodbine.
So this.
I'm not shaking my ass at Woodbine.
Or whatever beach. So if we went to a beach in Canada with all those same people, it's okay.
But I'm not doing what I, but I would definitely, you don't understand, Tresor. Women just act different when other women are around. They like to let loose in a different way. Especially women, you know what I mean? You just don't understand. You're not a woman. You don't get it.
I obviously don't.
You don't.
I obviously don't.
Like, do
it.
Guys not do that on guys' trips? You guys act different when it's just guys? Like, no. I know guys who go on guys' trips.
No, we don't. We don't act different.
That's a lie. Because I know guys who go on guys' trips, like, yo, obviously, like, we talk about different stuff. We, like, do different things. That's what if girls came on the trip, whatever.
Yeah, but it depends. I could see that, but I think it would depend on who the girls are. Like, you wouldn't want your girlfriends to come on the trip with all of the mandem. But if it was your home girls who, like, she's just one of the guys, who cares? I'll talk about
anything. You guys
I'll
talk think you're
anything.
Just one of the guys when it comes to my friends?
Could be.
That's not what I said.
So
do you think
so
you're
prospects.
Just... Do you just think you're one of the guys when it comes to my friends? I didn't say you're a prospect.
I thought so. Like, now you're asking it. I'm like, oh, shit. We're not, yeah, we're not one of the...
Yeah,
not
no, there's, it's not a necessarily...
Prospects.
It's not...
What are you saying, then? So
I'm just saying...
I
do
see
you,
what he's saying now.
Do you think you're just one of the guys... When it comes to every woman who's going to be
no,
there aside
from
me. No,
we genuinely could be. We genuinely could be.
Could be. Do you think as of right now, you guys are just
so
one of the
guys? To the majority of the group, yes.
I would think so, yeah. Just one of
to the majority of the
one
group,
one of those
yes.
friends that came on the trip.
To the majority of the group, yes.
And this is revealing.
We'll talk about this offline.
To the majority of the group, yes.
Anyways.
But, see, because the way she's making it, she's trying to make it seem like mans are thirsty. And And just because it's in a situation that she doesn't like, then that makes it thirsty. But if it was a situation that if it was a situation that everyone was cool with, then it wouldn't be thirsty, right?
And that's what thirst is?
That was, I don't know. This was a conversation that we were having before. We were talking about, is thirst, one of my friends, Ryan, who's actually here, showed me something. And the guy was basically saying, is being thirsty if the thirst is reciprocated? And I said, no, it's not. It's just two people matching energy. Thirst is, you're only being thirsty if the other person doesn't want you or like what you're doing. Because if the other person liked it, they wouldn't call it thirsty. They would just be eating up whatever you're doing.
But to me, I think a guy can be thirsty and I can still... Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll still deal with him.
I agree with Zoe. Thank you. I think that's what talking your way out of pussy is.
Guys who are thirsty. Like,
you had it for a second.
No, but she wouldn't be talking out of it because she said that she would deal with him.
Yeah, but because you were OD. Like, I think thirst is, like, something that's overt and extra and there's access, you know?
But so I can still be, like, down with it. Like, I can quench your thirst, nigga. You thirsty. But I'm going to quench it.
I don't know. I don't agree because
I definitely have guys. There's been guys who I've hooked up with, and they'll be with them. It's like, oh my god, come over, blah blah blah. And like, oh, I'm like, oh, this nigga's thirsty. I'm a go though.
Yeah, but then you don't like him. But you don't.
Of course,
You don't like him.
But like, what do you mean, like him, like emotionally, or like as like a fuck buddy?
Emotionally, you don't like him.
But he doesn't like me emotionally either. He just wants to have sex.
I know, but I'm saying thirsty. If you were being just as thirsty to him, it wouldn't be thirsty because that's just the energy that you guys are on. Like, you keep talking about
this
it one-sided.
Is not what Paradise Door meant, or Missy Elliott.
No, you keep talking about it like one-sided. The question was, is thirsty thirsty if the thirst is reciprocated?
Yes, because you're both just
thirsty. I'm being thirsty to you and you're being thirsty to me. But that's not, I can't be thirsty if we're both on the same level of thirst. That's just the nature of our relationship. That's not thirsty.
What if you're on 7 and she's on 13?
But you're not. Remember, I just said the thirst has to be reciprocated. So we're just assuming that it's on the same level. If we're both on 13, no one's thirsty. We're just
two horny motherfuckers.
Yes, we're just two horny individuals. For each other.
I think it's like thirsty on both sides. How this boy? Oh my god, I want to do this. I want to do this. Tuck emoji. Dick emoji. Pussy emoji. Like, what is that? Like, that. So y'all.
It's OD.
Y'all both look crazy thirsty to each other.
I don't know.
That's how I see it.
I don't know. I don't really see it.
I want you wet. Tongue. Put that cat, into the timeline then. Eggplant. All that stuff. It's just back and forth craziness. Y'all just thirsty ass combo.
I think you guys are both
combo.
Just two horny individuals.
Y'all just both thirsty and someone better just give it up.
Yeah, like, I don't...
To me, that's both... If I read it, I'd be like, yo, y'all are both thirsty as fuck. That's how I would see it.
But that wouldn't be the word that you use. You wouldn't say that they were thirsty.
I would
thirsty.
Say, like, yo, you and your... Like, you guys are both thirsty as hell. This is a thirsty-ass combo. That's how I would see it.
I don't know. I wouldn't see it. But, no. See, okay. I'm still stuck on the last conversation, though.
Why?
So what would... Hold on.
What? Can we wrap this up, please?
Hold on.
He's good at that, man.
So now... Now I'm interested. What constitute as one of the guys? Like, what would just make us one of the... What would make us one of the girls?
One of the girls is a guy who has had no... Like, not trying to pursue any of us, not trying to have any, like, sexual interaction or any type of, like, thought of, like, potentially, you know, dealing with us. Because I have guys who are just one. I won't lie. A lot of my guy friends are not one of the guys when it comes to my group of friends. To me, they are one of the guys. Mm-hmm. But to my group of friends, they might not be. Mm-hmm. So I have to respect their feelings of not wanting certain guys who are not one of the guys to them.
So would it have to be like a majority vote or every single person?
All right, no, everyone, I'm just interested. Thank you for listening. This has been a great episode.
Is it a democracy or is it like a dictatorship?
It's a dictatorship, yeah. You're a tyrant, Zo.
Episode 10 is coming in 2 weeks, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Like what?
We're
like
done.
What?
Because I know what the fuck you tried to do about democracy and voting.
I'm
nigga,
just asking.
No.
It's just a constructive conversation.
Anyways, y'all.
I'm just asking if it's a democracy or if it's a hierarchy.
Follow
is
us.
Is this
on-
like a Putin thing or is it like a... Canada, America thing.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's lit. We're also going to plan this party that we plan to have next month. We'll get into details about that.
Yeah, we need to have it before I go to Chicago because I am going to be gone the majority of June.
Awesome. Good to know.
But yeah, if you want to come, you're invited.
This is episode 9 of the Relentless Diaries. Clyde, can you close this out, please?
Got you. Like Zoe, mama, I go relentless. What up, Zoe?
But I do think we should be invited.
Close it. Close it out now.
Relentless.
Thank you. You guys are ridiculous.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.